This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A day after giving their assessments of the end of the war in Afghanistan and future terror threats that may emanate from the country, top U.S. military officials returned Wednesday to Capitol Hill to testify before another congressional panel about the conclusion of the two-decade mission. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and General Kenneth Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command, all appeared before the House Armed Services Committee. At a Tuesday hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, lawmakers both praised the decision to end the country's longest war and condemned its final days as a debacle. An extraordinary meeting of the group of 20 major economies to discuss Afghanistan will take place in mid-October, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said Wednesday. Italy holds the rotating G20 presidency this year, and Draghi has recently discussed Afghanistan with other world leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping, in an effort to organize a special meeting to lay down strategies to confront the crisis. The extraordinary G20 meeting will take place October 12th, a few weeks before the summit of the leaders scheduled in Rome for October 30th and 31st. Draghi said Qatar, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the United Nations will also participate. Democrats in Congress Wednesday mobilized to defuse one of several crises they face this week, saying they would vote to head off an imminent government shutdown before funding expires at midnight Thursday. The Senate could vote Wednesday or Thursday to fund the government through early December, Senate Leader Chuck Schumer said. If it passes, the House of Representatives could vote quickly and send the measure to President Joe Biden to sign in